Scammers in Minnesota may have swindled the government out of $9 billion, but that could be just the tip of the iceberg. Welcome to America Uncovered. I'm Chris Chappell. We got some major corruption to talk about today. Unfortunately, there's a lot of episodes like that on America Uncovered, and YouTube has been putting a lot of financial pressure on us. And I'm sorry to say it's working. I've had to reduce the number of America Uncovered episodes I make each week from 3 down to 2 because I just can't afford it. But you can help. Subscribe to my website, AmericaUncovered.tv. With your support, I might be able to bring it back. Once again, that's AmericaUncovered.tv. Link is below. So, over the past few weeks, we've been covering the news coming out of Minnesota, namely the mind-boggling amount of fraud involving Minnesota's welfare system and criminal networks within the state's Somali community. Basically, fraudsters appear to have stolen an absolute fortune in state and local funds through fake community organizations, be it for housing, healthcare, transportation, food, education, etc. We're talking organizations that receive millions in taxpayer subsidies, but provide little to no actual assistance. See, back in July, Minnesota's then-acting U.S. attorney, Joe Thompson, estimated the amount of fraudulently acquired taxpayer money could surpass $1 billion. That's pretty bad, but it got worse. Federal prosecutors have now warned that as much as $9 billion in taxpayer funds may have been fraudulently claimed since 2018. That figure represents potential fraud exposure across multiple programs, not just cases already proven in court, but it reflects nearly a decade of repeated failures that allowed massive abuse to compound. As Thompson said, what we see in Minnesota is not a handful of bad actors committing crimes. It's staggering, industrial-scale fraud. And now, authorities are looking at the next big scam. Fake daycares. And yes, I'm using a picture of Papa Cargage's pudding patch to illustrate this because I have a quota to meet for Homestar Runner references. In any case, the Trump administration is freezing federal child care funds to Minnesota. As DHS officials comb the streets of Minneapolis in a massive operation to hunt down suspected fraudsters. A lot of this increased scrutiny comes after independent journalist Nick Shirley released a 42-minute viral video documenting these supposed daycares. In the video, he and his partner David visited several child care centers, which, according to Minnesota state records, are receiving millions of taxpayer dollars annually. But instead of bustling daycares full of children and staff, he mostly found eerily silent buildings with blacked-out windows and empty parking lots. And the reception he got from locals was characteristically chilly. You know, because it's Minnesota and it's cold there? Oh, whatever, just roll the clip.
I would like to see if I could bring little Joey, my son little Joey here. Is there a paperwork or can I check out the daycare? No. You're scared of me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of your color.
Because of my color.
You don't know what you're talking about, so leave.
Okay, so the Somali community was less than cooperative. But honestly, those responses weren't too bad compared to white liberals, like this woman who accused Shirley of being an ICE agent.
Don't open up!
How do you have ICE here, ma'am? I'm literally a YouTuber.
Don't open up!
Ma'am, what do you think about the fraud that's taking place here in Minnesota?
Don't open up! We have ICE!
Meanwhile, Democratic Governor Tim Walz says investigations like these and the resultant outrage are just white supremacy at work.
This is what happens when they scapegoat. And this is what happens when they no longer hide the idea of white supremacy.
But even that was nothing compared to comments by Josh Gerstein, the senior legal affairs reporter at Politico. He wrote on X that at some point, the amateur effort to knock on doors of home daycares intersects with robust stand-your-ground laws. Yikes. I get that a lot of people hate YouTube journalists, but getting shot for knocking on the door of a daycare is probably taking it a little too far. CBS, meanwhile, took a more tactful approach and merely tried to debunk the video.
We visited those sites, too, as did state inspectors many times over the last 6 months. Those daycares, many of them were written up for safety violations, but that's not the same as being fraudulent.
Okay, so putting aside the admission that a lot of these facilities aren't up to code, let's just stop and think for a minute. The state probably isn't going to find evidence of fraud if it isn't actually looking for it, which is exactly what they're being accused of. Take this account, representing hundreds of Minnesota state government staffers who say they tried to blow the whistle on fraud, but were systematically retaliated against by Governor Walz's office through monitoring, threats, and repression. Additionally, Walz apparently disempowered the state's legislative auditor, allowing agencies to disregard these sorts of audits. And this isn't some fringe conspiracy theory coming out of right-wing Twitter. Even the New York Times published an extensive piece on how fraud was allowed to run rampant under Governor Walz. Yeah, you know it's bad when you were the Democrats' vice presidential candidate only a year ago and the New York Times is throwing you under the bus. One case the article covers involves a fraudulent meal program called Feeding Our Future, which stole upwards of $250 million of taxpayer money. Back in 2020, Minnesota's Department of Education started asking questions about how many of the group's feeding sites were actually real. In response, Feeding Our Future emailed the agency, threatening to sue them and out them as racists to the media. Ultimately, Feeding Our Future did sue Minnesota's Department of Education, who quickly relented and continued giving out money and approvals. This was kind of a case study in how these things go. Minnesota's Democrat-led government was terrified of being called racist and the backlash that could cause among Somalis, one of their key voting blocs. Essentially, people like Governor Walz just gave up and said, fine, just ignore it. This is what allowed a whole host of scams to flourish. But with Nick Shirley's video taking over the internet and the Trump administration laser focused on Minnesota, it appears the situation is now out of Walz's hands. But even if this all gets sorted out, it raises even more questions. Are scam daycares just a Minnesota thing? Are Somalis the only people who like money? Somehow, I doubt it. Now, lawmakers in Ohio are calling for investigations into their state's own child care centers. And many online are now asking whether or not Boston's nearly 4,000 daycares are all legitimate. Meanwhile, in New York City, Zohra Mamdani has called for money from the city budget to be directed towards the expensive goal of universal child care. Which has me wondering, what the hell am I doing running a YouTube show? I should open one of these places. I can see it now. The Chris Chappell Center for Kids Who Can't Read Good and Who Want to Learn to Do Other Stuff Good, too. I mean, as I said, YouTube is trying to run America Uncovered out of business. But if you don't want to see that happen, please subscribe over at AmericaUncovered.tv. Just click on this button. I'm not taking billions of dollars in taxpayer fraud, and without your support, I really can't keep the show going. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. Thank you for watching America Uncovered.